Charlie Delta Mobile.
What are you doing?
Good. Just dropped Maggie off at the groomer, looking for a great clip so that I can run in and get my ears lowered. Not finding one yet. That doesn't look like they open till 10.
Well, I just bought my Christmas present to myself. Gonna learn something new.
Guys staying safe?
Yeah, we are. Gotta run out and help somebody else do a flight check this morning. And bought myself a 3D printer. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, I need one of those things. I'll do that one of these days. You have to let me know how that goes. What's a good one and what's a bad one?
A cheap one because I needed a beginner printer so I could, you know, I'm not going to spend $1,000 on something that I'm going to totally bomb at.
I guess I've watched videos of guys that, like, fly drones and make parts for the drones to clip things onto them, and they look like they're pretty decent. They don't have a really good surface finish, but and for the purpose that they're using it for, surface finish isn't important.
I need to build a lot of different kind of Raspberry Pi boxes. Everything that's online is all, let's just put a Raspberry Pi in a box with no apps on it or anything else. And that stuff's not going to fly. I it's really hard to mount a SSD to a box that doesn't have room for one.
I've got a Raspberry Pi running off of M.2 NVMe. Have you tried that yet?
One doing that, it's also got a GPS and some various sensors and whatnots on it, because I was going to make a moving map, but, you know, it's really hard to try and move the thing with it being a jumble of wires.
This would make that really nice, but I got that repeater working all good and well on a M-SATA, and then the M.2 NVMe came out, which is like a whole bunch of times faster, and so I finally broke down and got one of those and plugged it in and built a new one, and the thing works. It's been running for a few months now, but anyway, that's kind of fun. So what CAD CAM program are you using for your printer?
CAD, because that seems to be the most popular for hobbyists, and there's tons and tons of instruction videos and everything else, and apparently you can also use it for your home CNC machine, which, you know, if I get the urge to add that, apparently you can actually make a 3D printer into a CNC machine.
I can see why. They have an X, Y, and Z, a stepper motor for an X, Y, and Z, and gears to move the table and the head around. That's what you need for a CNC machine. So I can see that's a viable alternative. That'd be good to have one that can play both roles. You know, I didn't think about that. I could turn my CNC machine into a 3D printer. That wouldn't be. I already turned it into a foam wire cutter. It cut foam wings out with a bow that cuts 2 foot sections of wings out, and it even hollows the inside of the foam out. So that worked out really good.
I don't know what kind of firmware you're running on your machine. Actually, I don't even. What is your machine?
To me, the body and the housing and the gears and the axis and all that's all. Some guy built one a long time ago, and he had been using it for a while, and he decided he liked it so much he was going to upgrade, build a bigger one. So he sold that one. And I got it, so it's a one-of-a-kind. There's nobody, it's not like a company that makes them. It's just a machinist in his home shop. And I've gone through two or three sets of stepper motors. I got some really strong stepper motors on it now. And I used Bobcat, CAD-CAM package, which works really good. But I had to switch over to a new computer, and when I tried to get the license over on the new one, it didn't work. When I tried to get them to issue me a license for the new one, they just keep trying to sell me new stuff. So I'm on the hunt for a new CAD-CAM package, W4DJW.
Well, you can use FreeCAD, and, it's all open source. I believe it's C++. Don't quote me on that. I've seen a lot of software and looking through 3D print stuff in the last week or so. And I think you might just have to, you know, build your own driver for your own CNC. But that's really cool that you can cut some wings with that. I never considered that. I do know you can also get, you know, laser cutters for it, too. I don't know how practical that actually is, but that's something.
It's perfectly reasonable. Why not, right? They all, you need a positioning mechanism and a table to mount it onto, and away you go. That seems, I never really thought of it back then. I just wanted to get a CNC machine running with a router or with a cutter, a two flute cutter or engraving point cutter or something like that. And it worked for a long time, but I had to give up my airplane room to Amy. So she made a library out of it. Now it's her office while she's in COVID lockdown. And I'm getting the bonus room, and I don't have it all set up yet. So I got to get all that set up and get back into the swing of things. I thought it was going to be sooner rather than later. I got a new boss. I don't like him. So I was thinking about retiring. But it seems to be smoothing out a little bit. Who knows? I was going to step into the realm of retirement sooner than anticipated, but maybe not now.
Well, you know, it is whatever it is. If you're ready to retire, just retire, and then you can have time to do all of your fun side projects. I have time since I'm underemployed. I tell you what, I tried to get a contract, and they wouldn't give me the performance exam on the equipment because COVID. Yeah, go figure.
Part 107? What exam are you talking about?
An FAA performance exam on the equipment I work on. I was put out of bed, won the bed, and the FAA said, no, we got COVID. We can't give anybody performance exams on any variations of the equipment. If you haven't worked on the equipment in the last 2 years, we have to give you a performance exam, and we're not doing them. And I'm like, what? And they haven't done them since March. They haven't done any training since March.
Part 107 is an FAA test as well for flying drones. It's a remote pilot's license. You have to have a remote pilot's license if you're going to monetize flying, like to do aerial photography or to do topography, right? Anything that you use it for. So I've been studying for that too. If I retire, I'm going to get that and look at trying to make a living doing something more around the lines of something I like to do.
The thing is to do LIDAR surveys from a drone.
Yeah, surveying for like construction sites. Those guys pay a lot of money to like survey it as it's being built. Take three-dimensional graphs of what it's doing, how it's progressing. Yeah, that's where the money is.
Yeah, and you know, there's some high-performance LIDAR setups. Foxtec keeps sending me ads for it, and it's like, no, I don't have quite that much money. I think the LIDAR cameras, they're selling something like $5,000 for them. But, you know, everybody's using them now. Even farmers are using them.
3DR site, or you go to the PX4 site, they've got hardware. They've got places that you can get hardware that's not that expensive that can do that same thing. It might not have the same precision, but you're paying that extra $4,000 you're paying is to get you another foot of accuracy. So is that worth it? I don't know.
Not for somebody who's beginning to learn. But, you know, I'm still just, I'm okay, you know, looking at 3D printers, and I'm not looking to sell anything that I'm making, necessarily. I mean, maybe, you know, just let the designs go out to the world, but I'm not actually looking to produce stuff for other people.
W4DJW. Same here, but if I stumble across something, I wouldn't not do it. Because at that point, it wouldn't be the only source of income. It would be a supplemental source of income. So that's kind of like a nice to have, not a need to have.
I'm basically a technical artist, in addition to being an RF engineer, more or less. So, you know, sure, I do like flying drones, sure, but I don't have enough experience with them, and, you know, at some point I actually need to go back and fix my big drone. Whoops.
And tuned up, too, and get some later equipment. The equipment is much better nowadays, and the algorithms on the new equipment is, you know, they just hold their position in space to a whole lot greater degree than they used to. And it used to be they'd pick up a wrong signal and they'd think they were 40 feet off the mark, and they'd take off 40 feet away from where they were, and that could be right into a building or something. So they're a lot less dangerous than they used to be.
And even batteries have improved over the last 5 years, and they're a little bit lighter weight. I think that was the big problem with my big drone, is that I only got 15 minutes of flying time, and then the batteries were dead. Whoops.
A lot of guys have switched over to lithium ion instead of polymer, which is interesting because it's been around longer. But now it looks like that technology has surpassed the polymer. The guys that are doing the really long distance flight, which, by the way, FAA does allow, if you've got a spotter, if you get spotters spread out for 100 miles, one every mile that can do eye contact with it, you could fly a 100-mile mission. And FAA is perfectly fine with that, but you got to have spotters positioned along the path, or you got to be following it, which is something we used to do many years ago. We used to have cross-country races where we would fly it out of the back of a truck across country. So that's still legal. That's surprising. With all the lockdowns the FAA's put on it, that's still something you can do that is perfectly legit.
Well, that's nice. And I've noticed that they've also cranked up, you know, I think they're up on 800 megahertz now for the video feed. And you can actually get pretty good video feeds off these things as long as you're in range.
That's something with us being ham radio operators, we've got an advantage on a lot of people. That engineer from BMW I used to work with on those before he had to go back to Germany, he had to get his ham radio license so we could continue to make progress on, you know, the different frequencies we were using. Wanting to use a stationary drone up in space, up at, you know, like 400 feet up overhead as a repeater for the drones that are flying out the distance. That way you don't have to do the 1/10 rule. For every 1/10 of a mile out you go, you got to go 1/10 of a mile higher. That gets you too far away from the surface.
And that, KJ4CTD, give me just a minute. I'm making the 85 merge.
Check out my, I'm getting back in the Greer now too. I got to check out the, where I can get my hair cut. So I might be away for a minute too. W4DJW.